Hello, I'm Lapa Kotari and welcome to Music Planet's Road Trip, in which we sample the music and culture of different locations around the world, from roots-based traditional styles to the latest contemporary sounds. In this episode, we travel to Ghana with DJ and curator Rita Ray.
Ghana, on the west coast of Africa, once called the Gold Coast, known for its wonderful music, most of it coming out of Accra, which is right on the south coast. But everyone migrates there from all over the country to make money, to create music, and to get ahead. There is so much to be found in Accra, and there are so many different genres of music that's being played. But as I went around, most of the music seemed to still be influenced by high life, this wonderful heady cocktail of African beats, Caribbean melodies, jazz, and it just all blends in and has a very unique sound. High life traveled all over West Africa and influenced so much of the music that we hear now, including Afrobeat and the very, very latest Afrobeats. I got to talk to two amazing young musicians, one from the north of Ghana and one from the south. We'll start with Steve-O from the upper west of Ghana, and he plays an instrument called akologo.
This instrument we call an akologo.
Everybody, bring your dancing shoe. Come, let's party. I wanna see you move.
The song he's playing is called Kologo. And really, it's a little history and a little contextualizing of where this instrument comes from and what it does, what it means in his society. I met Steve-O with his instrument.
This is a Kologo instrument. Kologo is made up with calabas, with mopping stick and two strings.
But a mop what? Is that a mop head, did you say?
Yes.
Yeah?
But I decided to use this galam because everybody use the calabas, and I want everybody to do something like recycle, you know.
Okay.
Don't just waste everything.
So you're recycling tradition.
Yes.
So where usually people use the calabash to make the kologo,
yes,
you're using an old gallon tin.
Yes.
It looks wonderful. It's orange and white.
Yes.
And indeed, it is an old mop, and it's two strings. What are the strings made of?
Nylon. Nylon strings.
Nylon strings.
Yes.
It's such a great sound. And every time I hear music from the Upper East, it's that voice as well, that very, very growly voice. Mm-hmm. Is that typical?
Yeah, because, you know, everybody, the most part of the world, they use microphones to sing in parties and concerts and funerals and everywhere. But in Upper East, we don't have something like a mic and things like so.
You don't have a PA system.
No. So in a funeral, you need to open up your voice for thousands of people to understand you and feel you. That's right.
Mutton's travel plus African gypsies. He tell me of Sule and more about Kologo. He say them all, if he sambo be the Kologo Zologo Kologo.
Steve-O goes back to his roots with the kologo. It's a sound that you'd hear the shepherds as they were tending their flock. You hear it when people are being buried, you know, all the rites of passage ceremonies that take place. But now he's bringing in the 21st century, so you will hear guitars and drums and modern productions, but right at the heart of it is that very unique sound of the Kulagu.
I wanna see you move. Everybody, bring your dancing shoes.
Next, we're going to hear an instrument that I discovered fairly recently. It's called the sepriwa. And when you see it, it's this lovely, cute-looking lute, harp. It's like the Ghanaian equivalent of the kora. And it was an instrument that was very popular with the Akans, you know, the Ashantis. An instrument that was played in all circumstances. But when the guitar was introduced to Ghana, suddenly this instrument lost favor, and now there are very, very few people who play it, and it is really rare to hear it, but it has such a lovely sound. So thank goodness for Osei Kuranchi, because he is on a mission to revitalize and bring this wonderful instrument back into our lives. And this track is called Kesewa.
Kesewa!
Osei Kuranchi is a high life musician, and he uses the sepriwa as the centerpiece of his compositions to bring the instrument up to date. When it was originally played, it was played as a solo instrument, pretty much like the kora was, but now he set it in a more modern space, but it is in that very classic high life tradition. Nanaya is probably my favorite female singer from Ghana, and she really is high life royalty. Her father is the legend that is Pat Thomas, who is still kicking it. I just recently saw him and I was gobsmacked. But his daughter has grasped all this, soaked it all in, and now she's creating her own sounds and getting out there. It's a really tricky path for her because you can tell that High Life is really in her soul. But in order to get played and in order to grow her audience, she's really having to look at the new trends. And so now when you hear her music, you can hear some of what they call Afro beats in there. For me, it's a really lovely marriage, you know, of her delving into her roots but finding her place in contemporary Ghanaian music. And well, have a listen to Handkerchief and see what you think. People who are familiar with Ghanaian music will always spotlight High Life. But the music that was so instrumental, the music that really gave it its foundation, was Palm Wine Music. One of the great exponents of Palm Wine Music, in fact, did come from inland. He was an Ashanti, he is an Ashanti, Kunimo, he is the absolute king. And he's still playing and influencing so many people. It was the music that was brought in by the Liberian sailors who traveled around the continent and beyond, and it really took hold. So this is really the music of the South, and then it spread further north. The next person I'm going to play is one that is taking on the baton of palm wine and really making it relevant in 21st century Ghana, and his name is Chichiku. And in fact, he is an Akan, but he lives down south, and he's really soaked up the music of the South, you know, the sort of shanty songs, the folkloric songs. So this is him with his group, Shitowunu, which is pepper soup. It's a soup that's loved by everybody. It is racy, it is spicy, and it definitely hits the spot. This is a track called Lukumu. Music that's dominating the airwaves in Ghana, West Africa, and in fact the continent and beyond is a sound called Afrobeats. And Afrobeats came from hip life, and hip life came from High Life. So Once again, High Life is the bedrock of all the exciting innovations that are going on now. And one of the artists, in fact, I think he's probably my favourite at the moment, who is pulling it all together and making his own unique style of Afrobeat, but you can see where he's coming from, is a wonderful young artist called Wolasi. He is the one that most artists you talk to will say they want to work with, the one who is actually going to break new frontiers. But for Wolasi, High Life is at the root of all his musical creations.
I think it's the highest, one of the highest form of music that Ghanaians were able to attain, to me, I think. And most of these greats, I didn't know them, but meeting them and reading about them, they schooled for music. They play at least three instruments. Like, they were masters of the craft. It's not like now that I'm in my studio and I can just play some beats with some some softwares, you know, call some guitarists to come and play something. These people were legends. They made music according to what happened to them, their lifestyle. They talk about love, they talk about death, they talk about life, they talk about people who owe them, they talk about a lot of things, and their sound never fades away because they take a lot of time to make them. And the young ones now, our age, we found things very easy because there's software, there's computer, you know, you can make those things. So the reason why we keep going back is because when we listen to them, we hear things that we know we cannot recreate. So the best thing we can do is to fuse our vibe now with theirs to create something new.
This is One Life by Wolasi. Listen out for him.
One Life by Wolasi, ending our Music Planet road trip from Ghana with Rita Ray.